Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God. Something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
Looks like we'll have to send someone down. A lot of people asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
George Bailey? Yes, tonight's his crucial night. You're right. We'll have to send someone down immediately. Whose turn is it?
That's why I came to see you, sir. It's a clockmaker's turn again.
Oh, Clarence hasn't got his wings yet, has he?
We've passed him up right along. Because, you know, sir, he's got the IQ of a rabbit.
Yes, but he's got the faith of a child. Simple. Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Splendid. Is he sick?
No, worse. He's discouraged. At exactly 10:45 p.m. Earth time, that man will be thinking seriously of throwing away God's greatest gift.
Oh, dear, dear, his life. Then I've only an hour to dress. What are they wearing now?
You will spend that hour getting acquainted with George Bailey.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, I mean, might I perhaps win my wings? I've been waiting for over 200 years now, sir, and people are beginning to talk.
What's that book you've got there?
Oh, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Poor George. Sit down.
Sit down? What do we...
If you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you?
Well, naturally, of course.
Well, keep your eyes open. See the town?
Where? I don't see a thing.
No, I forgot. You haven't got your wings yet. Now, look, I'll help you out. Concentrate. Begin to see something?
Why, yes. This is amazing.
If you ever get your wings, you'll see all by yourself.
Oh, wonderful.
Yay!
Easy!
Okay, boys, let's go!
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey.
A boy?
That's him when he was 12, back in 1919. Something happens here you'll have to remember later on.
Come on, Marty! Let's go, Marty! Let's go, Marty! Yeah! Let's go, Marty! Oh, Mammy!
Here comes the scare baby. My kid brother, Harry Bailey!
I'm not scared!
George saved his brother's life that day. But he caught a bad cold which infected his left ear. Cost him his hearing in that ear. It was weeks before he was able to go back to his after-school job at Old Man Gower's drugstore.
Mr. Potter!
Who's that? A king?
That's Henry F. Potter. The richest and meanest man in the county.
Worth of shoelaces?
She was here first. I'm still thinking.
Shoelaces?
Please, Georgie. I like him.
You like every boy.
What's wrong with that?
Here you are.
Help me down?
Help you down?
Made up your mind yet?
I'll take chocolate. with coconuts? I don't like coconuts.
You don't like coconuts? Say, Brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?
Look at here. From Tahiti, the Fiji Islands, the Coral Sea.
A new magazine. I never saw it before.
Of course you never. Only us explorers can get it. I've been nominated for membership in the National Geographic Society.
Is this the year you can't hear on? George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
I'm going out exploring someday. You watch. And I'm going to have a couple of harems. And maybe three or four wives. Wait and see.
George! George!
Yes, sir?
You're not paid to be a canary?
No, sir. Something? Anything?
No.
Anything I can do back here?
No.
I'll get them, sir.
Curtain, take those gaps and over Mrs. Blaine. Just wait for them.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Yeah.
Is it a charge, sir?
Yes, charge.
Mr. Galloway.
Oh, get going.
Yes, sir.
Where are you hidden?
How does he pop, Uncle Billy?
Some other time, George.
It's important.
There's a squall in there. It's shaping up into a storm.
Uncle Billy, telephone.
Who is it?
Bank examiner.
Bank examiner. Should have called him yesterday. Switch it inside.
I'm not crying, Mr. Potter.
Well, you're begging. That's a whole lot of work.
Well, all I'm asking for is 30 days more. Ah. Just a minute, son. Just 30 short days. I'll dig up that $5,000 somehow.
Shut me up. Have you put any real pressure on these people of yours to pay those mortgages?
Time's up bad, Mr. Potter. A lot of these people are out of work.
Well, foreclosed.
I can't do that. These families have children. Ah.
They're not my children.
But they're somebody's children, Mr. Potter.
Are you running a business or a charity ward?
Well, all
not with my money.
Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You have no family, no children. You can't begin to spend all the money you've got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me.
He's not a failure. You can't say that about my father.
George, you're not.
You're the biggest man in town.
Run along.
Bigger than him.
Run along.
Bigger than everybody.
Don't
let him say that about you, Pop.
All right, son. All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you tonight.
Well, what's the answer? Humiliated.
What? Why, that medicine should have been down an hour ago. It'd be over in 5 minutes or that.
Where did Miss Blaine force the capsules? Didn't you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
What kind of tricks did you play anyway? Well, why went right into the living room right away? Don't you know that boy very quick?
I hear him. I'm still here.
You lazy loaf.
Mr. Gower, you don't know what you're doing. You put something wrong in those capsules. I know you're unhappy. You got the telegram and you're upset. You put something bad in those capsules. It wasn't your fault, Mr. Gower. Just look and see what you did. Look at the bottle you took the powder from. It's poison, I tell you, it's poison. I know you feel bad. Don't hurt my story again.
Oh, no,
Don't hurt my story again.
her again?
Oh, George. George.
Oh, Mr. Gow, I would never tell anyone. I know your feelings. I would have felt so. Hope to die, I would.
An overnight bag. Genuine English cowhide. Combination lock. Fitted up with brushes, combs.
No. Look, Joe. Now, look.
I want a big one.
What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Oh, you mean the kid that had his ear slapped back by the druggist?
That's the kid.
It's a good face. I like it. I like George Bailey. Tell me, did he ever tell anyone about the pills?
Not a soul.
Did he ever marry the girl? Did he ever go exploring?
Well, wait and see.
Big, see, I don't want one for one night. I want some for 1,001 nights. With plenty of room here for labels from Italy and Baghdad, Samarkand.
Great big, sir.
I see a flying carpet, huh?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you'd like this old second-hand job, would you?
Ah, you're talking. Gee whiz, I could use that as a raft in case the boat sunk. How much this cost?
No charge.
That's my trick here, George. Sound like you said no charge.
That's right.
Well, what's my name doing out here?
A little present from old man Gower. Came down and picked it out himself.
He did? What do you know about that? My old boss. That's right.
What boat are you sailing on?
Well, I'm working across on a cattle boat.
A cattle boat?
Okay, I like cars.
I wish I had $1,000,000.
Hot dog! You see, like, yet?
What was I say, mister? Hey, send someone to speak to Prescott. Will you try
to George, line? Don't take any punk nickels.
Hey, George, suitcase is leaking.
Hey, Ernie. Hi, Ernie.
Hiya, George.
Hi, Bert.
George.
Hey, I'm a rich tourist today. How about driving me home in style?
Hop in your house.
Hop in.
And for the carriage, babe, I put on my hat.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, Violet. Hey, you look good. There's some dress you got on there.
It's all safe. Well, I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
How would you like to...
Yes.
Want to come along, Bert? We'll show you the town.
No, thanks. I gotta go home and see what the wife's doing.
Family man.
George, Harry, you're shaking the house down. Stop it.
Oh, let them alone. I wish I was up there with them.
Well, Harry will carry his dinner suit. George, that's why all children should be girls. But if they weren't all girls, there wouldn't be any... Oh, never mind. George, Harry, come down to dinner this minute. Everything's getting cold, and you know how long we've been waiting for you.
I've eaten.
Well, aren't you going to finish dressing for your graduating party? Look at you.
I don't care. It's George. Tux. Annie, my sweet, have you got those pies?
You lay a hand on me. I'll hit you with this broom.
Annie, I'm in love with you. There's a moon outside.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal in the old Bailey boarding house.
Oh, my land, my blood pressure.
Pop, can I have the car? I'm going to take over a lot of plates and things.
What plates?
Oh, Mom, I'm chairman of the Eats Committee. We only need a couple of dozen.
Oh, no, you don't, Harry. Now, not my best Hamlet.
Let him have a plate, Father.
Hope you have a good trip, George. Uncle Billy and I are going to miss you.
Miss you too, Pop. What's the matter? You look tired.
Oh, I had another tussle with Potter today. I thought when we put him on the board of directors, he'd ease up on us a little bit.
Well, what's eating that old money-grubbing buzzard animal?
Oh, he's a sick man. Frustrated, sick in his mind, sick in his soul, if he has one. He hates everybody that has anything that he can't have. Hates us mostly, I guess.
Yeah,
gangway. So long, Pop.
So long.
Oh, you got a match?
Very funny.
Put those things in the car, and I'll get your time set ready for you. Now, hurry up.
Okay, Mom.
Now,
you coming later?
Drop one of them.
You coming later, George?
What do you mean? I'd be bored to death?
Wouldn't want a better death. Lots of pretty girls. We're going to use that new floor tonight, too.
Oh, it would work.
No gin tonight, son.
Oh, Pop, just a little?
No, sir, not one drop.
Boys and girls and music. Why do they need gin?
Well, did I act like that when I graduated from high school? Yeah,
pretty much. You know, George, I wish we could send Harry to college with you. Your mother and I talked it over half the night.
We have that all figured out.
You see, Harry will take my job in the building alone, work there 4 years, and he'll go.
Pretty young for that job.
Well, no younger than I was.
Well, you were born older, George.
How's that?
I say you were born older. I suppose you've decided what you want to do when you get out of college.
Oh, well, you know what I've always talked about. Build things. Design new buildings, plan modern cities. All that stuff I just talked
about. Still after that first million before you're 30, huh?
No, I'll sell half that in cash.
Of course, it's just a hope, but you wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you?
Well, Well, Annie, why don't you draw up a chair? Then you'd be more comfortable and you could hear everything that's going on, would you?
I would if I thought I'd hear anything worth listening to.
You would. I know it's soon to talk about it.
No, not Pop. I couldn't. I couldn't face being cooped up for the rest of my life in a shabby little office. No, I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean that. It's this business of nickels and dimes and spending all your life trying to figure out how to save 3 cents in a length of pipe. I go crazy. I want to do something big and something important.
You know, George, I feel that in a small way we are doing something important. It's satisfying a fundamental urge. It's deep in the race for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace. And we're helping him get those things in our shabby little office.
I know, Pop. I know that. I wish I felt that. I've been hoarding pennies like a miser here in order to. Most of my friends have already finished college. I just feel like if I didn't get away, I'd bust.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You're right, son.
You see what I mean, don't you, Pop?
This town is no place for any man unless he's willing to crawl to Potter. Now, you've got talent, son. I've seen it. You get yourself an education and get out of here.
Pop, you want a shock? I think you're a great guy.
Why, did you hear that, Annie?
I heard it. It's about time one of you lunkheads said it.
I'm going to miss old Annie. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party.
Have a good time, son.
Yeah, old Joe College Wainwright, they call me. Well, freshman, looks like you're going to make it after all, huh? Hey, Harry, you're the
Hello,
guy
ma'am.
I want to see. Coach has heard all about you.
He has?
Yeah, he's followed every game, and his mouth's watering. He wants me to find out if you're going to come along with us.
Yeah, well, I got to make some dough first.
Well, you better make it fast. We need great ends like you. Not broken down old guys like this one, huh?
George, welcome back. Putting a pool under this door is a great idea. Save this another building. Now, Harry, Sam, have a lot of fun. Not
hey,
just every evening. A lot of pretty girls around.
Oh, don't worry about the girls.
Hello, well.
What am I doing?
George.
Marty.
Well, it's all homework.
Sam,
Harry. Do me a favor, will you, George?
What's that?
Will you remember my kid sister, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to want you, Marty.
Dance with her, will you?
Oh, me? Oh, I feel funny enough already with all these kids.
Oh, come on, be a sport. Just dance with her one time and you'll give her the thrill of her life. Hey, Seth.
Oh, go ahead. And don't be long, Marty. I'm not being one nurse.
Next thing I knew, some guy came up and tripped me. That's the reason why I came in fourth. If it hadn't been for that, that race had been a cinch. I tried to find out who it was later, but I couldn't find out. Nobody'd ever tell you whoever it was because they'd be scared. They know what
you
kind
remember,
of a guy
George.
I am.
This is Mary. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Well.
Now, to get back to my story, see? Hey, this is my band.
Oh, why don't you stop annoying me?
Well, I'm sorry. Hey!
Hello.
You look at me as if you didn't know me.
Well, I don't.
You pass me on the street almost every day.
Me? Ah, mm-hmm. That's a little girl named Mary Hatch. That wasn't you.
Oh, yes, the big Charleston contest. The prize, a genuine loving cup. Those not tapped by the judges will remain on the floor. Let's go.
matter, Othello?
Jealous? Did you know there's a swimming pool under this floor? And did you know that button behind you caused this floor to open up? And did you further know that George Bailey is dancing right over that crack? I've got the key.
Just like an organ.
Beautiful.
I told Harry I thought I'd be bored to death. You should have seen the commotion in that locker room. I had to knock down three people to get this stuff we're wearing here. Let me hold that old wet dress of yours.
Do I look as funny as you do?
I guess I'm not quite the football type, are you? You look wonderful. You know, if it wasn't me talking, I'd say you were the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you say it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will say it. How old are you anyway?
18.
18?
It was only last year you were 17.
Too young or too old?
Oh, no. Just right. Your age fits you. Yes, sir. You look a little older without your clothes on. Without a dress, you look older. I mean, younger. You look... You just... Oh! Hello? Go on, one way here.
Sir, by train, please.
A pox upon me for a clumsy lout. Your caboose, me lady.
You may kiss my hand.
Hey, Mary.
As I was lumbering down the street, down the street, down the street.
Okay, then I'll throw a rock at the old Granville house.
Oh, no, don't. I love that old house.
No, you see, you make a wish and then try and break some glass in. You got to be a pretty good shot nowadays, too.
Oh, no, what? George, don't. It's full of romance, that old place. I'd like to live in it.
In that place?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't live in as a ghost. Now watch, it's right in the second floor there, see?
What'd you wish, George?
Well, not just one wish, a whole hatful. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and a year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. Then I'm coming back here and go to college to see what they know. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build bridges a mile long. Well, you going to throw a rock? Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish, Mary?
Buffalo girls, can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Buffalo girls, can't you come out tonight?
Dance by the light of the moon. What'd you wish when you threw that rock?
Oh, no.
Come on, tell me.
If I don't, it might not come through.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. Am I talking too much?
Yes. Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
How's that?
Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Want me to kiss her, huh?
Oh, youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Hey. Hey, hold on. Hey, mister, come on back out here. I'll show you some kissing. We'll put hair back on your head. What are you... Mary? Okay, I give up. Where are you?
Over here. In the hydrangea bushes.
There you are. Catch.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? This is a very interesting situation.
Please give me my robe.
Man doesn't get in a situation like this every day.
I'd like to have my robe.
Not in Bedford Falls, anyway.
Ouch! Oh!
Gesundheit.
George,
it requires a little thought here.
Give me my robe.
I've read about things like this, but I never...
Shame on you. I'm going to tell your mother on you.
Well, my mother's way up in the corner there. They're way downtown. They'd be on my side, too.
Then I'm going to scream!
Maybe I could sell tickets. No. Let's see. No, that. The point is, in order to get this robe... I've got it. I'll make a deal with you, Mary.
George, come on home, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Mary, I'm sorry. I've got to go.
Come on, George. Let's hurry.
You got a doctor?
Yeah.
Kendall's there now.
I think that's all we need you for, George. I know you're anxious to make a train.
I have a taxi waiting downstairs.
I want the board to know that George gave up his trip to Europe to help straighten things out here these past few months. Good luck to your school, George.
Good luck, George. Good luck, George.
And now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend, Peter Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to get to my real purpose.
Wait just a minute now.
Wait for what? I claim this institution is not necessary to this town. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver.
What are you, dirty conservative? I'll read this next. George, did you hear what that was?
It's too soon after Peter Bailey's death to talk about chloroforming the building and loan.
Peter Bailey died 3 months ago. I second Mr. Potter's motion.
Very well. In that case, I'll ask the two executive officers to withdraw. But before you go, I'm sure the whole board wishes to express its deep sorrow at the passing of Peter Bailey.
Thank you. Right.
It was his faith and devotion that are responsible for this organization.
I'll go further than that. I'll say that to the public, Peter Bailey was the building and loan.
Oh, that's fine, Potter, coming from you, considering that you probably drove him to his grave.
Peter Bailey was not a businessman. That's what killed him. Oh, I don't mean any disrespect to him. God rest his soul. He was a man of high ideals, so-called. But ideals without common sense can ruin this town. Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their heads with a lot of impossible ideas. Now,
eyes.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Now, hold on, Mr. Powell. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Buddy, here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What did you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... Do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on, and it's galling you. That's what you're talking about, I know. Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
Sentimental hogwash. I want my motion.
Boy, oh boy, that was telling him, Jojo. Boy, you shut his big mouth. You should have heard him.
What happened? He heard a lot of yelling.
Well, we're being voted out of business after 25 years. Oh. Easy come, easy go.
Here it is. Help wanted. Female.
You still want me to hang around, George?
Yeah, I'll be right down.
Yeah, hey, you'll miss your train. You're a week late for school already. Go on.
What's going on?
Oh, never mind. Don't worry about that. They're putting us out of business. So what? I can get another job. I'm only 55.
56.
Go on, go on. Hey, look, you gave up your boat trip. Now you don't want to miss college too, do you?
George. They voted Potter down. They want to keep it going.
They got one condition. Huh? Only one condition.
What's that?
And that's the best part of it. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
Oh, no, but Uncle Billy is...
You can keep him on. That's all right. As secretary, you can hire anyone you like.
Well, Dr. Cannon, let's get this thing straight. I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
But, George, they'll vote with Potter otherwise.
I know, I know. He didn't go.
That's right. Not only that, but he gave his school money to his brother Harry and sent him to college. Harry became a football star, made second team All-American.
Yeah, but what happened to George?
George got 4 years older waiting for Harry to come back and take over the building and loans.
Now, there are plenty of jobs around somebody likes to travel. Look at this here. Venezuela oil fields. Wanted, man with construction experience. Here's the Yukon. What, right here. Wanted, man with engineering experience. There she blows. You know what the three most exciting sounds in the world are?
Uh-huh. Breakfast is served, lunch is served,
no,
dinner...
No. Anchor chains, plane motors, and train whistle.
Peanut.
There's the professor now.
Old Professor Five Bailey.
Well, old George,
geographic
explorer, Bailey.
American
sled. Uncle Billy, you haven't changed a bit.
Nobody ever changes here, you know that.
I'm glad to see you.
Say, where's Mother?
She's home cooking the fatted calf. Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute.
George, Uncle Billy, I want you to meet Ruth.
Hello.
You. Ruth Dakin.
Ruth Dakin Bailey, if you don't mind.
That's right. Well, I wired you. I had a surprise. Here she is. Meet the wife.
Oh, what do you know? Wife.
How do you do? Congratulations.
What am I doing? Congratulations.
Hey, John, Harry, you
married these two. Why don't you tell them?
Oh, Harry, I can't wait
nobody
to see
tells me anything.
You really married?
Why, yes.
Hey, well, what's a pretty girl like you doing marrying this two-headed brother of mine?
Well, I tell you, it's purely mercenary. My father offered him a job.
Oh, we got you and the job. Well, Harry's top run it over.
George, about that job. Bruce spoke out of turn. I never said I'd take it. You've been holding the bag here for 4 years, and... Well, I won't let you down, George. I would like to... Wait a minute. I forgot the bags. I'll be right back.
I'm surprised to meet. This is the new Mrs. Bailey. My nephew's wife. Oh, friend of the Bailey.
Oh,
Bailey.
Oh,
Harry.
Oh, Harry.
You just call in here now. We're taking her home. And I want to tell you, we're going to give the biggest party this town ever saw.
George, that's all Harry ever talks about.
What about this job?
Oh, well, my father owns a glass factory in Buffalo. He wants to get Harry started in the research business.
Well, is it a good job?
Oh, yes, very. Not much money, but a good future, you know.
Yeah.
Harry's a genius at research. My father just fell in love with him.
You did, too.
I think I will. What'd you say? Huh? No, maybe I better go home. Where's my hat? Oh, thank you, George. This is mine.
The metal one.
Oh, thank you, George. Oh, boy, now look. If you point me in the right direction, would you do that, George?
Right down.
Old building and loan pal, huh?
Now, you just turn this way, and then right straight down there.
Well, that way, huh? My wild Irish rose. I'm all right. The sweetest flower.
How do you like her?
Oh, she's swell, isn't she?
Looks like she can keep Harry on his toes.
Keep him out of Bedford Falls, I hope.
Did you know that Mary Hatch is back from school?
Mm-hmm.
Came back 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nice girl, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Kind that'll help you find the answers, George.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop that grunting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me one good reason why you shouldn't call on Mary?
Sure, Sam Wainwright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam's crazy about Mary.
Well, she's not crazy about him.
Well, how do you know? Now, would she discuss it with him?
No.
Well, then how do you know?
Well, I've got eyes, haven't I? She lights up like a firefly whenever you're around.
Oh.
Besides, Sam Wainwright's away in New York, and you're here in Bedford Falls.
And all's fair in love and war.
Oh, I don't know about war.
Mother mine, I can see right through you, right to your back collarbone. Trying to get rid of me,
huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, here's your hat. What's your hurry? All right, mother old building and loan pal. I think I'll go out and find a girl and do a little passionate necking. Now, if you'll just point me in the right direction. This direction. Good night, Mr. Bailey.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think I got a date. But stick around, fellas, just in case, huh?
We'll wait for you, baby.
Hello, George Ford.
What?
Nothing. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm probably end up down at the library.
Georgie, don't you ever get tired of just reading about things?
Yes. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Are you game, Vi? Let's make a night of it.
Oh, I'd love it, Georgie. What do we do?
Let's go out in the fields and take off our shoes and walk through the grass.
Huh?
Then we can go up to the falls. It's beautiful up there in the moonlight. And there's a green pool up there, and we can swim in it. Then we can climb Mount Bedford and smell the pines and watch the sunrise against the peaks, and we'll stay up there the whole night, and everybody will be talking. There'll be a terrific scamp.
George, what about... have you gone crazy? Why, walking the grass in my bare feet. Why, 10 miles up to Mount Bedford.
Okay, just forget about the whole thing.
What are you doing? Picketing?
Oh, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Have you made up your mind?
How's that?
Have you made up your mind?
About what?
About coming in. Your mother just phoned and said you were on your way over to pay me a visit.
My mother just called you? Well, how'd she know?
Didn't you tell her?
I didn't tell anybody. I just went for a walk. I
happened to be passing by here. What
are you...
Went for a walk, that's all.
I'll be downstairs, Mother.
All right, dear.
Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute. But I didn't tell anybody I was coming over here, you know.
When did you get back?
Tuesday.
Let's get that dress.
Alright. I thought you would go back to New York like Sam and Angie and the rest of them.
Oh, I worked there a couple of vacations, but I don't know. I guess I was homesick.
Homesick? For Bedford Falls?
Yes. My family and everything. Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute. I still can't understand it, though. You know, I didn't tell anybody I was coming here.
Would you rather leave?
No, I don't want to be rude.
Well, then, sit down.
What's that?
Some joke, huh? Well, it still smells like pine needles around here.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
Nice about your brother Harry and Ruth, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Don't you like her?
Well, of course I like her. She's a peach.
Oh, just marriage in general you're not enthusiastic about.
No, marriage is all right for Harry and Marty and Sam and you.
Mary, who's down there with you?
It's George Bailey, Mother.
George Bailey? What's he want?
I don't know. What do you want?
Me? Not a thing. I just came in to get warm.
He's making violent love to me, Mother.
You tell him to go right back home. And don't you leave the house either. Sam Wainwright promised to call you from New York tonight.
What's your mother mean? You know, I didn't come here to...
What did you come here for, then?
I don't know. You tell me. You're supposed to be the one that has all the answers. You tell me.
Why don't you go home?
That's where I'm going. I don't know why I came here in the first place. Good night.
Good night.
Mary. The telephone is Sam.
I'll get it.
Whatever were you doing? It's good here. Mary, he's waiting.
Hello?
Forgot my hat.
Hee-haw, hello, Sam. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. good to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, that's awfully sweet of you, Sam. There's an old friend of yours here, George Bailey.
You mean old Mossback George?
Yes, old Mossback George.
Yeehaw, put him on.
Well, just a minute. I'll call him George.
He doesn't want to speak to George,
you idiot. Just so he asked for him. George, Sam wants to speak to you.
Hi, Sam.
Well, George Baileyovsky. Hey, a fine pal you are. What are you trying to do, steal my girl?
Oh, well, what do you mean? Nobody's trying to steal anybody's girl. Here's Marion.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to talk to
her. You...
Tell Marion to get on the extension.
You...
Mother's on the extension. I am not. We can both hear. Come here. We're listening, Sam.
Well, look, I have a big deal coming up that's going to make us all rich. George... Do you remember that night in Martini's bar when you told me you'd read someplace about making plastics out of soybeans?
Chili beans.
Shut up, will you? You remember, out of soybeans.
Soybeans, yeah.
Well, listen, Dad snapped up the idea, and he's going to build a factory outside of Rochester. How do you like that?
Rochester? Well, why Rochester?
Well, why not? Can you think of anything better?
Well, I don't know. Just why not right here? You remember that old tool and machinery works? You tell your father he can get that for a song, and all the labor he wants, too. Half the town was thrown out of work when they closed down.
Was that so? Well, I'll tell him. Hey, that sounds great. Ah, baby, I knew you'd come through. Now, here's the point. Mary, you're in on this, too. Now, listen. Have you got any money?
Money? Yeah. Well, a little.
Well, now, listen. I want you to put every cent you've got into our stock, do you hear? And, George, I may have a job for you. That is, unless you're still married to that broken-down building and loan. Well, this is the biggest thing since radio, and I'm letting you in on the ground floor. Oh, Mary.
Well, I'm here.
Will you tell that guy I'm giving him the chance of a lifetime, do you hear? The chance of a lifetime.
He says it's the chance of a lifetime.
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do. And you're... Oh, Mary.
George.
Mary.
See a stranger around here. It's me.
Hey, look, there's somebody driving this cab.
Bert, the cop sent this over. He said to float away to Happy Land on the bubbles.
Oh, look at this old bush.
By the way, where are you two going on this here now, honeymoon?
Where are we going? Look at this. There's the kitty, Ernie. Here, come on. Collar, Mary.
Oh, I feel like a bootlegger's wife. Look.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to shoot the works. A whole week in New York, a whole week in Bermuda, the highest hotels, the oldest champagne, the richest caviar, the hottest music, and the prettiest wife.
Well, that does it. Then what?
Then what, honey?
After that, who cares?
Clear.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
Hey, lady, you got any
are you?
Arlene, what's the matter here? Can't you get in?
Uncle Billy, a holiday?
George.
Come on in, everybody. That's right. Let's come on in. Come on, Jimmy. Now, look, why don't you all sit down?
Here, there are a lot of seats over there.
Just make yourself at home.
George, can I see you a minute?
Why did you call?
I just did, but they said you left. This is a pickle, George. This is a pickle.
All right, now what happened? How did it start?
Well, how does a thing like this ever start? All I know is the bank called our loan.
When?
About an hour ago, I handled all our cash.
All of it?
Every cent of it, and still was less than we owed.
Holy mackerel!
And then I got scared, George, and closed the doors.
The whole town's gone crazy.
Yeah, hello? George, it's Potter.
Hello? George, there is a rumor around town that you've closed your doors. Is that true? Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear that. George, are you all right? Do you need any police?
Police? What for?
Well, mobs get pretty ugly sometimes, you know. George, I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter? Well, you're going to miss this one.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen.
George, was it a nice wedding? Gosh, I wanted to be there.
Yeah. You can take this one off now.
Here you go.
Now, just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears. Some news for you folks. I was just talking to old man Potter, and he's guaranteed cash payments to the bank. The bank's going to reopen next week.
But George, I got my money here.
Did he guarantee this place?
Well, no, Charlie. I didn't even ask him. We don't need Potter over here.
But I'll take mine now.
No, but you're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house. That's right next to yours. And in the Kennedy house, and Mrs. Maitland's house, and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
I got $242 in here, and $242 isn't going to break anybody.
Okay, Tom. All right. Here you are. You sign this. You get your money in 60 days.
60 days?
Well, now, that's what you agreed to when you bought your shares.
Tom, did you get your money?
No.
Well, I did. Old man Potter will pay 50 cents on the dollar for every share you got.
50 cents on the dollar?
Yes, cash.
Well, what do you say?
Now, Tom, you have to stick to your original agreement. Now, give us 60 days on this.
Okay, thing. Randall.
Are you going to Potter's?
Better to get half than nothing.
I'll take what I
Tom! Randall, wait. Now, listen to me. I beg of you not to do this thing. If Potter gets a hold of this building and a loan, there'll never be another decent house built in this town. He's already got charge of the bank, he's got the bus line, he got the department stores, and now he's after us. Why? Well, it's very simple. Because we're cutting in on his business, that's why. And because he wants to keep you living in his slums and paying the kind of rent he decides. Joe, you had one of those Potter houses, didn't you? Well, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten what he charged you for that broken-down shack? Here, Ed, you know, you remember last year when things weren't going so well and you couldn't make your payments? Well, you didn't lose your house, did you? You think Potter would have let you keep it? Can't you understand what's happening here? Don't you see what's happening? Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. And why? Because we're panicky and he's not, that's why. He's picking up some bargain. Now, we can get through this thing, all right. We've got to stick together, though. We've got to have faith in each other.
But my husband hasn't worked in over a year, and I need money.
How am I going to live until the bank opens?
I got Dr. Booth's to pay. I need cash.
I can't keep Arjun's own faith. I've got to have...
How much do you need?
Hey! I got $2,000. Here's $2,000. This will tide us over until the bank reopens. All right, Tom, how much do you need?
$242.
No, Tom, just enough to tide you over until the bank
reopens. I'll take $242.
There you are.
That'll close my account.
Your account's still here. That's a loan. Okay. All right, Ed.
Well, I got $300 here, George.
All right, now, Ed, what'll it take until the bank opens? What do you need?
Well, I suppose $20?
$20. Now you're talking. All right. Thanks, Ed. That's fine. All right. Now, Miss Thompson, how much do you want?
But it's your own money,
now,
George.
Don't mind about that. How much do you want now?
I can get along with $20, all right.
$20, fine.
And I'll sign the paper.
You don't have to sign anything. I know. You pay when you can. That's okay. All right, Miss Davis.
Could I have $17.50?
That's your heart. Of course you can have it. You got 50 cents? Seven.
We're going to make it, George.
Six.
I'll never close this up today.
Five, four, three, two, one. Bingo! We made it. Close the door, you tits. We made it. Look, we're still in business. We've still got $2 left. Well, look, let's have some of that. Let's celebrate. Get some glasses, Kelly. Well, a couple of financial wizards.
Those Rockefellers.
Get a tray for these two great big important Samoans here.
We'll save them for seed. A toast.
A toast. A toast to Mama Dollar and to Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building alone in business, you better have a family real quick.
I wish they were rabbits.
I wish they were, too. Okay, let's put them in the safe and see what happens.
Folks, wedding cigars.
Oh, wedding. Holy mackerel, I'm Mary. Where's Mary? Mary! Oh, poor Mary. Look, I got a train to get. The train's gone. Well, I wonder if Ernie's still here with his taxi cab.
George, there's a call for you.
Look, will you get my wife on the phone? She's probably over at her mother's.
Mrs. Bailey is on the phone.
I don't want Mrs. Bailey. I want my wife. Mrs. Bailey. That's my wife. Here, I'll take it in here. Mary. Hello. Listen, dear, I'm sorry. Huh? Come home. What home? 320 Sycamore. Well, what? Whose home's that? The Waldorf Hotel, huh?
Hey, this is a company closest, and a company won't like this.
How would you like to get a ticket next week? Is there any romance in you?
Sure, I had it, but I got rid of it.
Liver pills. Who wants to see liver pills on their honeymoon? We want us romantic places, beautiful places, places George wants to go.
Hey, Bert, here he comes.
Come on, we gotta get this up. He's coming.
Who?
The groom, idiot. This is their honeymoon. Come on, get that ladder.
What are they, ducks?
Get that ladder.
All right, all right.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
I'm hurrying.
Good evening, sir. Entree, monsieur. Entree.
Thank you.
Mr. Bailey.
Martini, welcome home.
Okay. Hello, George. He's always making a speech.
Oh, who cares? Bread, that this house may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever. Enter the Martini Castle.
Look, Mr. Potter, it's no skin off my nose. I'm just your little rent collector. But you can't laugh off this Bailey Park anymore. Look at it.
Congressman Blatt is here to see you, sir.
Oh, tell the congressman to wait. Go on.
15 years ago, a half a dozen houses stuck here and there. There's the old cemetery, squirrels, buttercups, daisies. I used to hunt rabbits there myself. Look at it today. Dozens of the prettiest little homes you ever saw. 90% owned by suckers who used to pay rent to you. Your Potter's Field, my dear Mr. Employer, is becoming just that. And are the local yokels making with those David and Goliath wisecracks?
Oh, they are they? Even though they know the Baileys never made a dime out of it.
You know very well why. The Baileys were all chumps. Every one of these homes is worth twice what it cost a building and loan to build. If I were you, Mr. Potter...
Oh, you are not me.
As I say, it's no skin off my nose. But one of these days, this bright young man is going to be asking George Bailey for a job.
Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough.
Yes.
Come in here.
We just stopped in town to take a look at the new factory, and then we're going to drive on down to Florida.
Oh.
Why didn't you have your friends join us?
Why, sure. Hey, why don't you kids drive down with us, huh?
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't get away, Sam.
Still got the nose to the old grindstone, eh? Jane, I offered to let George in on the ground floor in plastics, and he turned me down cold.
Oh, now, don't rub it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. Well, I guess we better run along.
Awfully happy to have met you, Mary. Nice to meet you.
Bye,
George.
Glad to see you.
Come on, George. See you in the funny paper.
Come on,
Mary.
Sam.
Thanks for dropping around.
Florida.
Yeehaw.
Thank you, sir. Quite a cigar, Mr. Potter.
You like it? I'll send you a box.
Well, I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly do you want to see me about?
Oh, George, now that's just what I like so much about you. George, I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even. You know just as well as I do that I run practically everything in this town, but the Bailey Building alone. You know also that for a number of years I've been trying to get control of it, or kill it, but I haven't been able to do it. You have been stopping me. In fact, you have beaten me, George. And as anyone in this county can tell you, that takes some doing. Now, take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building and loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers. Now, I have stated my side very frankly. Now, let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. 45. Out of which, after supporting your mother and paying your bills, you're able to keep, say, 10 if you skimp. A child or two comes along and you won't even be able to save the 10. Now, if this young man at 28 was a common, ordinary yokel, I say he was doing fine. But George Bailey is not the common, ordinary yokel. He is an intelligent, smart, ambitious young man who hates his job, who hates the building and loan almost as much as I do. A young man who's been dying to get out on his own ever since he was born. A young man, the smartest one in the crowd, mind you. A young man who has to sit by and watch his friends go places because he's trapped. Yes, sir, trapped into frittering his life away, playing nursemaid to a lot of garlic eaters. Do I paint a correct picture, or do I exaggerate?
Well, what's your point, Mr. Potter?
My point? My point is I want to hire you.
Hire?
Yeah, I want you to manage my affairs, run my properties. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town, buying your wife a lot of fine clothes, a couple of business trips to New York a year, maybe once in a while Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I? You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
George Bailey. George Bailey, whose ship has just come in. Provided he has enough brains to climb aboard.
Holy mackerel. Well, how about the building and loan?
Oh, confounded man. Are you afraid of success? I'm offering you a 3-year contract at $20,000 a year starting today. Is it a deal or isn't it?
Well, Mr. Potter, I know I ought to jump at the chance, but I wonder if it would be possible for you to give me 24 hours to think it over.
Sure. You go on home and talk about it to your wife.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, then in the meantime, I'll draw up the papers.
All right, sir.
Okay, George.
Okay, Mr. Potter. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. I don't need 24 hours. I don't have to talk to anybody. I know right now, and the answer's no. No! Doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
too.
You wouldn't mind living in a nice house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine clothes, going to New York on a business trip a couple of times a year, maybe Europe once in a while.
I know what I'm going to do tomorrow, and the next day, and next year, and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build a bridge a mile long. What is it you want, Murray? What, you want the moon? If you do, just say the word. I'll throw a lasso around it and pull her down for you.
Buffalo girl, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Buffalo girl, won't you come out tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
Mary Hatch. Why in the world did you ever marry a guy like me?
What took you from being an old maid?
You could have married Sam Wainwright and anybody else in town.
Well, I didn't want to marry anybody else in town. I want my baby to look like you.
You didn't even have a honeymoon. I promised you. Your what?
My baby.
You're Mary, you on the nest?
George Bailey Lasso's stork.
Lasso's a stork? Well, what is it, a boy or a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Now you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No.
Mary had her baby, a boy. Then she had another one, a girl. Day after day, she worked away remaking the old Granville house into a home. Night after night, George came back late from the office. Potter was bearing down hard. Then came a war. Ma Bailey and Mrs. Hatch joined the Red Cross and sold. Mary had 2 more babies, but still found time to run the USO. Sam Wainwright made a fortune in plastic hoods for planes. Potter became head of the draft board.
Why?
Gower and Uncle Billy sold war bonds. Bert the cop was wounded in North Africa, got the Silver Star. Ernie the taxi driver parachuted into France. Marty helped capture the Remagen Bridge. Harry Bailey topped them all. A Navy flyer, he shot down 15 planes. 2 of them as they were about to crash into a transport full of soldiers.
Yes, but George.
George? For if on account of his ear, George fought the Battle of Bedford Falls.
Hold on now. Don't you know there's a war on?
Air raid warden. Paper drives, scrap drives, rubber drives. Like everybody else, on VE Day, he wept and prayed. On VJ Day, he wept and prayed again.
Joseph, now show him what happened today.
Yes, sir. This morning, day before Christmas, about 10 a.m., Bedford Falls time.
Hey, Ernie! Look at that!
Snow again.
What do you mean it's going to snow? Look at the headline there.
I know, Harry George, that it's marvelous. Commander Harry Bale.
Mr. Gower, look at this. The second time. Well, look, this is for you. This is for you. Okay. That's for you.
Right.
Right again.
Washington.
Harry, what do you know about
it? Hey, he reversed the charges. It's okay, isn't it?
Reverse the charges.
7 times a son of a gun. Congratulations.
What's he...
Well, how's Mother standing it? Should you... Well, what do you know about... Mother had lunch with the president's wife.
Wait till Martha hears about this.
What'd they have to eat?
What'd they have to eat? Harry, you should see what they're cooking up in the town for you. Well, they are. The Navy's going to fly Mother home this afternoon.
In a plane?
What? Uncle Billy. Come in here?
Oh, he stopped at the bank first.
He's not here right now, Harry, but look, now,
George,
tell me about it.
George.
What?
That man is here again.
What man?
Bank.
Harry, talk to Houston for a minute, will you? I'll be right back. Well.
Harry.
Good morning, sir.
Carter, bank examiner.
Mr. Carter, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're all excited around here. My brother just got the Congressional Medal of Honor. The president just decorated it.
Yeah, well, I guess they do those things. I trust you had a good year.
Good year? Well, between you and me, Mr. Carter, we're broke.
Yeah, very funny.
Come right in here, Mr. Carter.
Although I shouldn't wonder when you okay reverse charges on personal long-distance calls.
George, shall we hang up?
No, he wants to talk to Uncle Billy. You just hold on there.
Now, if you'll cooperate, I'd like to finish with you by tonight. I want to spend Christmas in Elmira with my family.
Don't blame you at all, Mr. Carter. Just step right in here. We'll fix you up.
December 24th. 8,000.
Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning, Mr. Potter. What's the news? Well, Harry Bailey wins Congressional Medal. That couldn't be one of the Bailey boys. You just can't keep those Baileys down. Now, can you, Mr. Potter?
How does Slacker George feel about that?
Very jealous. He only lost 3 buttons off his vest. Of course, Slacker George would have gotten 2 of these medals if he had gotten.
Bad ear.
Yes. After all, Potter, some people like George had to stay at home. Not every heel was in Germany and Japan.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Good morning, Horace.
I guess you forgot something. You forgot something. Well, aren't you going to make a deposit?
Oh, sure I am.
Well, then it's usually customary to bring the money with you.
Oh, shucks.
How about that finger there?
Anyway.
Bailey.
Come home, Mr. Carter. I'll get those books for you. Well, hello, Vi.
George, can I see you for a second?
Well, of course you can. Go on, the officer. Uncle Billy, talk to Harry. He's on the telephone.
Hurry up, Uncle Billy. This is Harry. Long distance, Harry. Washington.
Hey, here's Harry on the phone.
You know your nephew, remember? Harry.
Here he is.
Hurry up.
Hello. Oh, yeah, yes, Harry. Yes, everything's fine. Well, my head examined $1,000. It's got to be somewhere.
Character. If I had any character...
No, it takes a lot of character to leave your hometown and start all over again.
I know, George.
No. Now, you're broke, aren't you?
I know, but...
What do you want to do? Hawk your furs and that hat? You want to walk to New York? You know, they charge for meals and rent up there just the same as doing Bedford Falls.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's a loan now. That's my business, building and loan. Besides, you'll get a job. Good luck to you.
I'm glad I know you, George Bailey.
Say hello to New York for me.
Yeah, sure, I will.
Well, let's hear from you once in a while. Come on. Merry Christmas, Wyatt.
Merry Christmas, George.
Mr. Bailey.
Oh, Mr. Carter, I'm sorry. I was right with you. Uncle Billy.
Thank you.
Uncle.
What's going on? Well, by the bank examiner's here.
He's here.
Well, yeah, he wants the cops payable to... What's the matter with you?
Yeah?
Come here, man.
Did you see Uncle Billy with any cash last night?
He had it on his desk counting it before he closed up.
Now look, did you buy anything?
Nothing, not even a stick of gum.
All right. Now we'll go over every step you took since you left the house.
Right. This way.
And did you put the envelope in your pocket?
Maybe.
I don't want any maybe. We've got to find that money.
I've no good deal.
Uncle Billy, look, do you realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me. Do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you hide the money?
I've gone over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked since I lost Laura.
Listen to me. Thank.
I can't think anymore, George. I can't think anymore. It hurts.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? Do you realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
How do you like it?
Bless you.
Did you bring the wreath?
Yes, Daddy. Did you bring the Christmas wreath?
What wreath?
Was it the Merry Christmas wreath with the window?
No, I was left at the office.
Is it snowing?
Yeah, it just started.
Where's your coat and hat?
Left them at the office.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Everything's all right.
Come on, Pete. You're a big boy. You can get this star up way up at the top.
There it is.
That's it. All right. Just fill in that little bare spot right there. Isn't it wonderful about Harry?
Well, thanks, George.
But I had 50 calls today about the parade, the banquet. Your mother's so excited.
Daddy?
Mom said we could stay up till midnight and sing Christmas carols.
Can you sing, Daddy?
Better hurry and shave. The families will be here soon.
Family? I don't want the families over here.
Come on out in the kitchen with me while I finish dinner.
Goofy!
Have a hectic day?
Oh, yeah. Another big red letter day for the Baileys.
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you?
Yes, Daddy.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse you for what?
I burped.
All right, Tommy, you're excused. Now go on upstairs and see little Zuzu what to do.
Zuzu? Well, what's the matter with Zuzu?
Oh, she's got a cold. She's in bed. Caught it coming home from school. They gave her a flower for a prize, and she didn't want to crush it, so she didn't button up her coat.
What is it, sore throat or what?
Just a cold. The doctor says it's not.
The doctor? Was the doctor here?
Yes, I called him right away. Said it's nothing to worry.
Is she running a temperature? What is this?
Just a teensy one. 99.6. She'll be all right.
Of course, it's this old house. I don't know why we don't all have pneumonia. Drafty old barn up place. But we'll be living in a refrigerator. Why do we have to live here in the first place and stay around this measly, crummy old town?
George, what's wrong?
Wrong everything, Troy. You call this a happy family. Why do we have to have all these kids?
Dad, how do you spell Frankenstein?
I don't know. Why, ask your mother.
Where are you going?
Off to see Zeus.
You told me to write a play for tomorrow. F-R-A-N-K-I-N.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, what happened to you?
I want a flower.
Wait, now, where do you think you're going?
Want to give my flower a drink.
All right, no, I'll give Daddy the flower. I'll give it a drink. No, right here.
Look, Daddy. Paint it.
Your sister together. There. There. Good as new. Now, give the flower a drink. Now, will you do something for me?
What?
Will you try to get some sleep?
I'm not sleeping. I want to look at my flower.
I know, but you just go to sleep. And then you can dream about it. And it'll be a whole garden.
It will.
Mrs. Welch, I'm sure she'll be all right. The doctor said that she ought to be out of bed in time to have a Christmas dinner.
Is that Zuzu's teacher?
Yes.
Let me see. Hello. Hello, Mrs. Welch. George Bailey. I'm Zuzu's father. Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? What do you mean sending her home like that, half naked? You realize she'll probably end up with pneumonia on account of you?
George.
Is this the sort of thing we pay taxes for, to have teachers like you, stupid, silly, careless people, that send our kids home without any clothes on? You know, maybe my kids aren't the best dressed kids, and maybe they don't have any decent clothes. Oh, that's stupid.
Hello, Mrs. Welch. I want to apologize. Hello? She's hung up.
I'll hang her up.
Hey, you! I'm not your father.
What is that? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welch. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welch. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife.
George,
will you get out and let me handle this? Hello, what? Oh, you will, huh? Okay, Mr. Welch, anytime you think you're man enough, you... Hello? Any...
Dad, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Pete, I owe you an apology, too. I'm sorry. What do you want to know?
Nothing, Daddy.
What's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on, play.
Oh, Daddy.
George, why must you torture the children? Why don't you... Bedford 247, please.
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
Shall I pray for him?
Yes, Janie, pray very hard.
Me too?
You too, Tommy. Hello? Uncle Billy?
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I need help.
through some sort of an accident, my company shortened their accounts. The bank examiner got there today. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
Oh, that's what the reporters wanted to talk to you about.
The reporters?
Yes, they called me up from your building and loan. Oh, there's a man over there from the DA's office, too, who's looking for you.
Please help me, Mr. Potter. Help me, won't you, please? Can't you see what it means to my family? I'll pay any sort of a bonus on the loan, any interest. If you still want the building and loan, I'll...
George, could it possibly be there's a slight discrepancy in the books?
No, sir, there's nothing wrong with the books. I've just misplaced $8,000. I can't find it anywhere.
You misplaced $8,000?
Yes, sir.
Have you notified the police?
No, sir, I didn't want the publicity. Harry's homecoming tomorrow.
You're going to believe that, will you? What have you been doing, George? Playing the market with the company's money?
No, sir, no, sir, I haven't.
Oh, is it a woman, then? You know, it's all over town that you've been giving money to Violet Bick.
What?
Not that it makes any difference to me, but why did you come to me? Why don't you go to Sam Wainwright and ask him for the money?
I can't get a hold of him. He's in Europe.
Well, what about all your other friends?
Well, they don't have that kind of money, Mr. Potter. You know that. You're the only one in town that can help me.
I've suddenly become quite important. What kind of security would I have, George? You got any stocks?
No, sir.
Bonds? Real estate? Collateral of any kind?
I have some life insurance. $15,000 policy.
Yes. How much is your equity in it?
$500.
$500? And you asked me to lend you $8,000. Look at you. You used to be so cocky. You were going to go out and conquer the world. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? A miserable little clerk crawling in here on your hands and knees and begging for help. No securities, no stocks, no bonds, nothing but a miserable little $500 equity in a life insurance policy. You're worth more dead than alive. Why don't you go to the riffraff you love so much and ask them to let you have $8,000? You know why? Because they run you out of town on a rail. But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. Since the state examiner is still here, as a stockholder of the building and loan, I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds, manipulation, malfeasance.
All right, George.
Go ahead, go ahead. You can't hide in a little town like this. Hey, Bill, this is Potter.
Yeah, Merry Christmas! Glad you come.
Oh,
how about some of that good spaghetti?
We got everything.
You're up there, and you can hear me. Show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope, right? Show me the way. Oh, God.
Are you all right, George? Or somebody take you home, huh?
Why you drink so much, my friend? Please go home, Mr. Bailey.
This is Christmas Eve.
Bailey? Which Bailey?
This Mr. George Bailey.
The next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse. She cried for an hour. It isn't enough she's slave teaching you stupid kids how to read and write. You have to ball her out, eh?
Get out of here, Mr. Wells.
I'll wait. I want to pay for my drink.
Never mind the money. You get out of here. Wait.
Oh, my best friend.
Get out.
George?
Who's that?
He gone.
No worry. His name is Welsh. He no come into my place no more.
Oh, Welsh. That's what he get for praying.
The last time he come in here. You hear that, Nick?
Yes, where's my insurance policy?
No, please, no go this way, Mr. Bailey. No, you no feel good. Sit down and rest. Please, no go away. Please.
What you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Hey, you! Hey, you! Come back here, drunken fool! Get this car out of here!
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going!
Time to get some stylish underwear. Wife gave me this on my last birthday. I passed away in it. Oh, Tom Sawyer's drying out too. You should read the new book Mark Twain's writing now.
How did you happen to fall in?
I didn't fall in. I jumped in to save George.
You what?
To save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Oh, it's against the law to commit suicide around here.
Yeah, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Oh, where do you come from?
Heaven. I had to act quickly. That's why I jumped in. I knew if I were drowning, you'd try to save me. You see, you did. And that's how I saved you.
Very funny.
Your lip's bleeding, George.
Yeah. I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer a little bit ago.
Oh, no, George. I'm the answer to your prayer. That's why I was sent down here.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, a mind reader or something?
No.
Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Oddbody? AS2, what's that, AS2?
Angel, second class. Cheerio, my good man.
Oh, brother. What are with Martini putting those drinks? Hey, what's with you? What'd you say just a minute ago? Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Ridiculous of you to think of killing yourself for money. $8,000.
Yeah, now, just things like that. How do you know that?
I told you I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't worn my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
I don't know whether I like it very much, being seen around with an angel without any wings.
Oh, I've got to earn them. And you'll help me, won't you?
Sure, sure. How?
By letting me help you.
Only one way you can help me. You don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you.
No, we don't use money in heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting it. Comes in pretty handy down here, Bub.
Oh, tut.
I found it out a little late. I'm worth more dead than alive.
Now, look, you mustn't talk like that. I won't get my wings with that attitude. You just don't know all that you've done. If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. Look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else?
No, now you don't understand. I've got my job.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Oh, this isn't going to be so easy. Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, eh?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. That's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. You've got your wish. You've never been born. You don't have to make all that fuss about it.
What'd you say?
You've never been born. You don't exist. You haven't a care in the world. No worries, no obligations, no $8,000 to get, no potter looking for you with a sheriff.
Say something else in that ear.
Sure, you can hear out of it.
Well, it's a doggone thing. I haven't heard anything out of that ear since I was a kid. Must be that jump in that cold water.
Your lips stop bleeding too, George.
What do you know about that? What's happening? It stopped snowing out here, didn't it? What's happened here? What I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Come on, as soon as these clothes of ours are dry.
Clothes are dry.
I wouldn't know about that. Stove's hotter than I thought. Come on, get your clothes on. We'll stroll up to my car and get... I'm sorry. I'll stroll. You fly.
I can't fly. I haven't got my wings.
You haven't got your wings. Yeah, that's right.
What's the matter?
Well, this is where I left my car, and it isn't here.
You have no car.
Well, I had a car, and it was right here. I guess somebody moved.
Excuse me?
Oh, say, where's my car?
I beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into your tree.
What tree?
What do you mean, what tree? This tree. Here, I ran into it. Cut a big gash in the side of it there.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville. Don't think I know where I live? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. Either I'm off my nut or he is. Or you are.
It isn't me.
Maybe I left the car up at Martini's. Well, come on, Gabriel.
Clarence.
That's all right. Go on in. Martini's a friend of mine. There's a place to sit down. Oh, Nick, hey, where's Martini?
Want a martini?
No, Martini, your boss, where is he?
Hey, look, I'm the boss. You want a drink or don't you?
Okay, all right. Double bourbon, will you, quick, huh?
Okay. What's the What's yours?
I was just thinking. It's been so long since I...
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
That's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute. I got it. Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, me lad, and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? But I'll have to slip you my lip for a convincer.
What you talking about?
Nick. Just give him the same as mine. He's okay.
Okay.
What's the matter with him? Never saw Nick act like that before.
You see a lot of strange things from now on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, little fella, you worry me, you know. You got some place to sleep?
No.
You don't, huh?
Well, you got any money?
No.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
Look, I think maybe you better not mention getting your wings around here. But...
Why, don't they believe in angels?
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, why should they be surprised when they see one?
He never grew up. He's. How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
Now, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
Well, Nick, that's your name.
What's that got to do with it? I don't know you from Adam's off ox. Hey. Hey, you roomie there. Come in. Didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here? Huh?
Gower. Mr. Gower. What? Mr. Gower, this is George Bailey. Don't you know me?
Oh.
No.
Throw him out.
Mr. Gower! Hey, Nick, isn't that Mr. Gower the druggist?
You know, that's another reason for me not to like you. That rumhead spent 20 years in jail for poisoning a kid. If you know him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Would you show these gentlemen to the door?
Sure.
This way, gentlemen.
Hey, get me. I'm giving out wings.
See, George, you were not there to stop Gower from putting that poison into the capsule.
What do you mean I wasn't there? Remember the stink?
Hey, what's going on around here? Well, this ought to be Martini's place.
Look, who are you?
I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
Yeah, I know. You told me that. What else are you? What are you? You a hypnotist?
No, of course not.
Well, then why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Don't you understand, George? It's because you were not born.
Well, if I wasn't born, who am I?
You're nobody. You have no identity.
Oh, what do you mean, no identity? My name's George Bailey.
There is no George Bailey. You have no papers. No cards, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy. They're not there either.
What?
Zuzu's petals. You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
Wait a minute here. Well, this is some sort of a funny dream I'm having. So long, Miss. I'm going home.
Home? What home?
Now, shut up. Cut it out. You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone.
How am I doing, Josie? Thanks. So I didn't have a drink.
Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid. That's right, isn't it?
You seen my wife?
Seen your wife? I've been to your house 100 times.
Look, Bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Potter's Field. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Okay, well, just step on it. Just get me home.
The place.
Well, this house ain't been lived in for 20 years.
What's up, Ernie?
I don't know, but we better keep our eye on this guy. He's bats. Watch him, Bert.
Bert, come on, Ernie, come on. What's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember?
I think I better be going.
Look, now, why don't you be a good kid and we'll take you into a doctor. Everything's going to be all right. Now,
Bert, now listen to it. Ernie, will you take me over to my mother's house?
Sure,
Bert, listen, there's that fellow there. He says he's an angel. He's trying to hit us.
I hate to do this
Bert,
to you, Bert, but...
Ow!
Glenn, George!
Ow!
Shut up.
Help!
Oh, Joseph!
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? I had him right here.
I need a drink.
Well, which way did he go? Help me find him.
This is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
you're looking for a room. There's no vacancy.
Please help me. Something terrible's happened to me. I don't know what it is. Something's happened to everybody. Please let me come in and keep me here until I get over it.
Get over what? I don't take in strangers unless they're sent here by somebody I know.
Well, I know everybody you know. What, your brother-in-law, Uncle Billy.
You know him?
Well, sure I do.
When'd you see him last?
Today, over at his house.
It's a lie. He's been in the insane asylum ever since he lost his business. And if you ask me, that's where you belong.
Life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?
I've heard of things like this. You've got me in some kind of a spell or something. Well, I'm going to get out of it. I'll get out of it. But I know how, too. The last man I talked to before all this stuff started happening to me was Martini.
You know where he lives?
Well, sure I know where he lives. He lives in Bailey Park.
Sure this is Bailey Park?
No, I'm not sure of anything anymore. All I know is this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses?
You were here to build them. Your brother Harry Bailey broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence?
Yes, George?
Where's Mary?
Oh, well, I can't...
I don't know how you know these things, but tell me, where is she? If you know where she is, tell me where my wife is.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Please, Clarence, tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she?
She's an old maid. She never married.
Where is Mary? Where is she? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library. There must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Let me live again. Hey, George! George! You all right?
Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Berger. I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu pedals! Zuzu... There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail. Merry Christmas. Reporters, where's Mary? Mary, oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! 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 Have you seen my wife?
Mary! 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 Mary!
Mary! Mary!
Kids! Pete! Oh, Mary. Oh, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
We're looking for you.
It's Uncle Billy. Daddy!
Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel?
Fine. Not a smidge of temper.
Not a smidge of temper. Hallelujah.
Hello. George.
Mary, darling. Mary.
George, darling. Where have you gone? Oh, George.
Are you real?
George.
Well, you have no idea what happened to me.
I have no idea what happened. Well, come on, George. Come on downstairs. Quick, run away.
All right.
Come on. Come on in here now. Then you stand right over here by the tree. Right there. And don't move. Don't move.
What's happening?
Them coming out. Yes, George, it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Oh, who's
come,
Daddy?
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody. Is here.
George. Yes, brother. Come on.
She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money. Didn't ask any questions, just said, George in trouble. And tell me,
what is
it?
Another run on the bank? Here you are, George. Merry Christmas.
Get this. It's from London.
Oh.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop.
My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Telegram.
Good idea, Ernie. A toast.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Right. Atta boy, Clarence.